This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And we're going live to Fort Myers, Florida this morning. Rebecca Webb from the Portland area American Red Cross is down there. Rebecca, good morning.
Hey, Kyle, how are you doing?
Well, it's a busy Friday around here. We wanted to check in because while Hurricane Ian in a lot of ways has kind of faded down in the news cycle, we know that incidents like this, situations much like our Archie Creek fire here a couple of years ago, it's a very long-term response. And you're down there working with the Red Cross. Talk about what you see and what is going on down there to help folks out.
Well, you're so right. You know, up in Portland, I was with KXL for, 20 plus years, Rebecca Marshall, Steve Leader on the radio. And we did follow headlines, didn't we? We followed leads and leads and leads. But now being part of the Red Cross, you realize that the story goes on a lot longer than that. And we still, just last night, we still have over 1,300 people in our shelters here in the Florida area. And one thing to know, it's not just Fort Myers. I mean, Hurricane Ian crossed this entire state. It's amazing. I've been in Daytona Beach on the other side of the state. I've been in Orlando and Kissimmee and here in Fort Myers. And the devastation just crosses the entire state. It's really amazing to see, Kyle.
You know, it is such a populous state. I've never been down there, but you just look at the map and see some of these bigger communities and lots of wide open space and places as well. And it's a long-term situation. In fact, I read one thing the other day that some areas there are sections of neighborhoods still underwater that might be like that for quite a while.
Yeah, it was amazing because I had not been down here prior to this myself. And so many people live on the water. I mean, the waterway comes in. If you look at a map, you'll see it's not just the Gulf. It's not just one sweeping coast. There are fingerlings, right? There are canals. There are so many people on the water. And this storm, like many hurricanes, came in like three parts. It has the heavy rainfall, sure, and incredible winds, the highest winds that have hit this state, but also a storm surge. This storm surge was like 12 feet. Can you imagine 12 feet? So it was up to the roofs of most people's houses. And you're right, some of it has not receded, but for the homes that have, the water has receded. I've gone into a few of them. I had one man explain to me it was like a snow globe. Picture a snow globe. You shake the snow globe, right? And then slowly drain the water out, and everything just becomes in disarray. And that's what his house was like. He was explaining to me that the garbage can from the kitchen was down the hall and around the corner in another room. And then you've got the fact that these homes were waterlogged for enough time that when you walk in, you smell that musty smell and you start feeling a little bit queasy, the mold sets in very, very quickly. So there's that kind of damage. And then the wind damage, which is probably the most dramatic. I've seen roofs ripped off houses, walls ripped off with the bathroom totally intact, but no walls around it. Some of the most strange things. And again, the storm surge, it lifted boats out of the marinas, thrust them onto the highways, and then it receded. So you're driving down the highway now, and you can see all these boats on the grass, up and down the highway. And you're thinking, how the heck did they get there? But now you realize that's the power of the water. So it really has affected not only a lot of people, but a lot of people that, that are socioeconomically challenged anyway, right? So they just can't go out and rebuild tomorrow. So this will be a long recovery for a lot of people.
And when you look at the pictures of the homes that had damage, but, the outside walls were all there and all of that. But when you talk about the mold and all of these other issues, how many of these structures are ultimately going to have to be taken down anyway?
That's a good question. Our teams, we've got our Red Cross teams out there. We have damage assessment teams, and they're going out. They have over 30 teams right now going out and trying to determine just the level of damage and what these people will need to rebuild. I'm reluctant to give you the number. It changes so fast. We are working so hard. But last check, 41,000 homes we were out deciphering what kind of damage they've sustained. And again, like you said, some of it you can just see by driving by. When we have wildfires, we all know in Oregon, when we have a wildfire, there's not much left, right? Usually the home is just done. But here you have different levels of damage quite a bit. So they're just trying to determine, can people get back home and what will it take to get them back in their home? Pretty incredible.
How long have you been down there and how long are you expected to stay?
Well, I have work to do back at home, but I want to stay. It's really hard for me to leave here, Kyle. I got to tell you, I've been here about 10 days. We've had people in place a little over 2 weeks now because we did pre-deploy people out here so they can be ready to quickly get people into shelters. We still have 10 shelters open across the state. I've been to several. I'm doing a public affairs assignment here, so I'm going to all the different locations. And I feel like I've just barely touched the iceberg of the story, the tip of the iceberg. There's so much more I want to cover and talk about. So to answer your question, I'm supposed to go back in 3 days, but I'm angling so I don't have to right now. So.
Wow. Well, and you sent over some pictures we're going to add to one of our posts in just a bit here after the morning news is done. But it's kind of hard to even fathom the level of damage right now. How many people from around the Northwest does the Red Cross have out there in different parts of Florida?
It's one of the things I love being out here is just seeing so many Red Crossers that are from the Oregon and Southwest Washington. We've got about 60 just from our region alone. And to put that into perspective, there are 50 regions in the Red Cross across the United States. So we've got a big chunk of Oregon representation out there. And you know what? I have to tell you, it's one of those things where you really – I can apologize, there's a lawnmower going by me. But when we had our Oregon wildfires 2 years ago, I was so heartened by the fact that we had Red Cross volunteers from all over the country, including Florida, come to help us. So when I see us here helping others out, I just have to tell you, it feels really good to see that we're represented out here.
Very good. And if people want to help out the Red Cross, talk about how they can get connected to do that so they can help you, your organization, and get the help out to the people that need it.
Thanks, Kel, for saying that. You know, I mean, of course, volunteerism, we're always looking for volunteers in the Red Cross and, in our area. So there's one way to go about it. Two, you can donate blood if you don't have the time to do that. But we also are looking for financial donations because I have to tell you, the ask is large here and we're trying to really meet a lot of people's needs. So how can you do that? Well, you can help donate by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. So 1-800-RED-CROSS. You can go to redcross.org. That's another opportunity to do it as well. And then if you just want to text the word Ian, I-A-N, to 90999, you can really easily make a $10 donation right there. Right. And every little bit helps. It's really incredible.
Rebecca Marshall from the American Red Cross out of Portland. Of course, we talked with her for years periodically back and forth during her time up at KXL up there and onto a new chapter in her life and thought it would be good for us to find out what's going on down there. So, Rebecca, thanks for providing the update for us this morning.
Thanks for the time, Kyle. Appreciate you all. Take care in Roseburg.
All right. 8:39 at the Morning Report.